Welcome to Money Isn't Scary, a podcast for women to explore our fears around money and inspire each other to be financially empowered. I'm Megan Dwyer, and I'm making it my personal mission to remove the taboo around money and help women rewrite their stories so they can stop staying small and begin to live life on their terms. In this show, we get real and uncomfortable as we unpack our beliefs, thoughts, and behaviors that aren't serving us anymore. I can't wait for you to join me on this journey, so let's dive in. Hi, you guys. Welcome to another episode of the Money Isn't Scary podcast. I'm Megan Dwyer. Today, I want to talk about the idea of balance. This has been top of my mind lately as I head into a busy season at work and at home with kids, activities, and all kinds of other responsibilities on my plate. And just thinking about the next few months ahead for me can feel a little overwhelming. So I wanted to work through it with you guys today in case any of you are feeling the same. I am someone who craves balance. I love the feeling of starting my day off, exercising, and then having some super productive day at work where I've crossed a bunch of things off my to-do list. And then I come home and things are good, like pretty normal. Nothing's on fire. No one is fighting. And we get to spend quality time together where everybody's enjoying each other's company. But this feeling that I'm craving so much, I am learning, is the unicorn. Because it's a magical made-up time and space that feels good to me because it checks off all of my boxes. But it's not real. What does balance look like? I think it's different for everyone, but for me, this is where I picture a woman wearing high heels, no less, balancing a bunch of spinning plates in her hands and on her head. I'm guessing it's similar for a lot of us because this is what our culture tells us it is. And this woman, spinning all the plates, seems to be doing it with ease. And as much as I play right into this being the image I should be striving for, I also can't help but feel some empathy for this woman. The expectations are just so high, and I don't even know if she recognizes that. I'm realizing that it isn't so much about balance as it is luck. It's only a matter of time before we drop something. It's going to happen. It has to happen because it's not possible for one person to be juggling so many things and doing it well. As I reflect on my own journey with balance, I've recently come to the realization that I've been living the last several years, like basically since I've had kids, in survival mode, meaning I'm just trying so stinking hard every day not to drop one of those spinning plates. And this is instead of being in thrival mode, where maybe I live for the enjoyment of each day, right? Instead of just trying not to make a mistake, trying not to drop the plate. And I'm guessing this is the same for so many women out there as well. Why? Because we're sold a bill of goods that balance exists and that it's up to us to find the perfect equation to make it happen. So that means it's our responsibility. Others can do it, so we must be able to do it too. It's this kind of thinking that has been really dangerous for me. Assuming that others can do it and we're the only one that struggles with it. I have been a mother for almost 8 years now, and I'm now just realizing that no one has found this magical fairy-like concept of balance that works perfectly every day. Why? Because no single day will ever be the same. And we need to stop pretending like we can all create impeccable, unchanging routines that will magically fix all of our problems, especially with kids in the picture, because all that does is set us up for feeling like failure and being disappointed about ourselves and feeling resentful. Balance implies that you can do it all at the same time. And if we just had the right help, like a more reliable babysitter or a supportive spouse or a life coach to help us better manage our time or a personal trainer or a house cleaner or a good night's sleep, all these things, right, then it's achievable. Which again, just leaves us feeling unqualified or not good enough if we don't have all these things. But it's not us, it's the system. I used to think that balance was possible, that if I just had the willpower to get up at 4 a.m. and establish a very solid morning routine, that I would be able to check that box of self-needs in the equation, and then I could focus the rest of my day on everyone else because I'd be all set. I'd feel good about myself, and then I'd have enough to give to everybody else. That way,
there's room for everyone in my day, right? And I did do this for a while. When I went back to work after having my first son, it worked. I did it. I was getting up at 4 a.m. and then I was doing the drop-off daycare and I was exercising and I was doing it. But then life became even more complicated and getting up at 4 a.m. became less and less realistic. And I started to feel more and more like a failure. But as I look back now, it's not me. It was never about me. It's the system and my beliefs about what is realistic. I just didn't have the experience to recognize it back then. Balance feels elusive because it's not real. And we need to come to terms with that. And if we keep trying to find it, we're just going to continue to feel more frazzled, more frustrated, and more stuck. I think in our culture, we have taken the definition of balance a little bit too far, to the extent that it now means being good at being busy. Balancing constant tasks and needs of others is challenging, and it's something that we're never meant to do without making mistakes, especially if we're juggling so many competing demands. There's just too much to remember, too much to keep track of. We're taught that balance is what we should strive for, but what if we didn't anymore? What if we recognize that balance is elusive, and instead we gave ourselves a little bit of compassion and learned to just be with what is? This feels really weird and really uncomfortable for me because naturally, when things are balanced, it feels good. It feels even. This is a lesson for me in embracing the discomfort of the messy and the skewed, right? The off balance. Because life is never going to feel even. There's always something that's going to throw a wrench into your plans and mess things up for you, right? So what can we do to help us embrace the discomfort of imbalance? I think the first thing is we need to stop trying to be perfect. We need to catch ourselves when we are trying and realize that it's not possible. And instead, focus on good enough. Remember, true balance and perfection does not exist. So why are we expecting that from ourselves? Give yourself a little credit for all the good jobs that you're doing because there are so many. And literally write it down. Like take a little notebook, put it next to your bed at the end of the day and write, what did you do well today? The trick here is you have to find something. You can't just dismiss yourself. This is something I do all the time. I'm like, oh my God, this was the worst day. I did nothing right. But I bet if you looked, you really thought about it, there was plenty that you did do well today. This is an exercise in lowering our standards and expectations of ourselves. And now that we know balance doesn't exist, we can take the pressure off of ourselves. Easier said than done, but this is the work. You can try to take some things off your plate by recognizing that maybe this is a season that you're going through right now, and it won't always be this way. Life is constantly changing, and we adapt accordingly. Sometimes we have more time to sleep or exercise. Sometimes our kids are sick. Sometimes we're sick. Can we let go of the pressure to have to do and be everything for everyone all the time, no matter what? Practice by asking yourself, what can you let go of? For me right now, it's the pressure I put on myself to run like 4 or 5 miles 4 or 5 days a week. It just doesn't fit into my life right now. If I can fit it in, great, more power to me. But I'm over feeling guilty or bad about myself if I have an early meeting or one of my kids is homesick and I just don't get to it or I can't do it. Also, sometimes I just don't want to. Sometimes I'm tired, right? There's room for all of that in our lives. We're human, and that's okay. And the last thing I want to mention here is to remember something so simple. We're all doing the best we can. That mom down the street or at school drop-off who you think has her life together and balances everything perfectly, she doesn't. I swear to you, she does not. Even if she wants you to think she does. You know how I know? Because no one does. If you actually get vulnerable and share what you're feeling, somebody else will likely be vulnerable and share what they're feeling too. And you know, nobody feels it. Nobody feels even. Nobody feels balanced. Everyone's priorities and values are different, and everyone is in a different season of their lives. This is not a competition for who can do life better. This is about embracing and enjoying the one precious life that we all have. I'd like to say that all it takes is to redefine balance on our terms. But first of all, I think that's too simplistic because we all know there's so much more tied up in the notion of balance for us. And secondly, I don't like the word define. I think it feels so permanent. I think the way we interpret or view balance can be ever-changing. For me, at least right now, it's more about embracing the discomfort. Balance feels good to me. So naturally, imbalance feels uncomfortable. Some days, work will get the best of me. And some days, parenting will. And some days, I'm not going to get exercise. And some days, I'm going to forget a meeting. Or I'll have a tough meeting. Or I'll say the wrong thing. Some days, I'll eat my kids' leftover chicken nuggets for dinner with no vegetable in sight. And sometimes, it's not even days. Sometimes, it's weeks like that. Or months like that. And that's okay, too. The fact that we have some image in our heads about what this is supposed to look like is the problem. And it's not until we release the idea of this perfect image that we can then begin to embrace the reality of the everyday and actually enjoy it. That's when we can go from surviving to thriving. All right, you guys, thank you so much for listening today. I hope you got something out of this episode. And if you did, please feel free to share it with me. I love hearing from you guys. And you can also go check out my Facebook group, The Mindful Money Mamas, where I have a group of women just like you on this journey of self-discovery and looking to create a healthy relationship with them, with money and themselves. So go check it out. Thank you, guys. I'll talk to you next time.